Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. This is Snap P episode 9. Woohoo!
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children. Back to the snap peas.
Yay, the snap peas are back, everyone.
We did have a little snap break.
We had a break and people were like, where's the episode? I keep refreshing all day.
I know. And
we know
felt
we
bad.
Felt like we were letting people down, but we were busy.
Yeah, we were ending sparkling remote learning and going back into actual just normal learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we didn't ever plan to make snap peas.
No, we didn't, but they were fun.
And we love it, so we will keep making them. But they're just not going to be every Monday.
No, so we can't promise when they're going to be. So no. You're just going to get little surprises.
They're exciting. You get what you get. And
you don't get upset.
That's right. Anyway, today you have a snap pea episode.
Yes.
We've got lots of your lovely voices to go through. Mandy and I have to talk to you about all the stuff that's been happening that we haven't been able to talk to you about.
Oh, my gosh. So many things have happened in the world.
You know, so.
Boy.
Yeah, it's been a really incredible 2 weeks since we last did a snap pea.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 weeks by the time this comes out.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, I mean, our kids are back at school.
Yes.
So that's been.
Today we're in the daytime and all three of mine went to school today.
Yep. Yep. So we obviously scholarship's still learning at home.
Yes.
But our number one daughter's back doing all her OT at schools. So she's happy to be connecting with the kids. And
face to face.
Yeah. Back to how it was.
Yep.
Feels more effective, I think.
Yes.
So that's nice. We're still in Victoria. We're still working from home if you can work from home.
Yep.
So there are other adults in the house working from home.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I can't work from home.
No.
No. So, you know, I'd love to just keep staging my bedroom every day.
Okay.
Bringing in a different bed every day.
Different coloured cushions.
Yeah, but we're all changing it all up.
Oh, funny.
But yeah, I've had a little bit more work, which has been nice.
Awesome.
We're having ebbs and flows, which is the whole corona business, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, so.
I can't believe we've got to here because,
can't believe
11 weeks ago, if we go back and listen, we were hysterical.
Yeah, we did 8 weeks of remote learning.
That's unbelievable.
Everybody, huge round of applause.
Yes. Pat yourselves on the freaking back.
Yeah, I think in every state of Australia did it to some level, didn't they?
Yeah, yep, I think so.
I'm not sure about the Northern Territory. No,
I'm
sorry,
not sure
but
either.
I don't know that. But, Yeah, you've all been incredible. And we are very glad. We only have another 2 weeks and it's school holidays.
Yay.
But school holidays different.
But it feels like we might be able to like go places, whereas last school holidays everything was happening. So we just shut down. And that's when I got out the puzzles and the trestle tables and I just was colour coding the books.
Yeah.
And
Childcare Mandy
came
in full
out.
Swing.
Yeah. 1998 Mandy came out.
Yeah. And I think we also, the joy of these school holidays, it's not remote learning.
No.
So nobody has to get up and
that's right. We can actually
do maths class at 8:45 in the morning.
A little bit more iPad time on their beds.
Yes. But less thinking a teacher's looking at you when you're walking through the
room. Yeah, that's right. I'm looking forward to that in its own way. It's been nice to have purpose again. Like
it has.
And seeing the girls get up with a bit of spring in their step.
Oh, and I just last night I was folding up like the sports uniform for them to wear today and I was like, I am enjoying this.
I know.
And I think previous Kate resented it.
Yes.
And so that's been a little bit of an eye-opener for me and like, suck it up, Kate. It's a privilege that your children get to go to school.
Yes.
And it's just, change things
it's
up
some
a little
reframing.
Bit.
Reframing.
Yes.
Even people that were complaining about lunchboxes, I was like, I'm not complaining about lunchboxes.
No.
I've been a chef.
Oh, unbelievable. Oh. Yeah, this is
like
much
my
easier.
My sink stayed clean.
I know.
Because I don't care about eating really. No, I'm not going to make sausage rolls in the middle of the day for myself.
No.
Oh,
my friend sent me like a Snapchat of her house. She's like, look at this. Nothing's going to change for the whole day.
I know. And I even had a client this morning at 10 a.m. I was like, this is the best time for me to work in the morning.
Yeah.
My head's clearer. And so, but I was doing 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I was doing weekends. I was doing nights just to fit it all in. So to go back to a 10 a.m. appointment, my gosh.
I know. It's remarkable. It is. And hopefully we all, our community transmissions stay low and we can feel safe about what we're doing. And I know for those.
I do feel safe at the moment.
I do. But I know people with vulnerable children are still at home. And so we really see you as well.
We do.
And we know that you can just fast forward all that because that's ridiculous.
We're annoying you. Yeah.
But
we're the rectums.
We are being rectums. We're all somebody's rectum.
Yep, that's right.
So, but it's been such an intense time in not just Australia, the world, and not just because of COVID-19 and the restrictions being lifted.
No.
We've had George Floyd.
Yep, that's right.
Lots of people with disabilities being mistreated. It's been
Anne-Marie, if those of you that don't know, she was a lady that has cerebral palsy living alone. She was in her 50s, I think.
In South Australia. Which
in South Australia.
A different state to where Mandy and I
live. And she was mistreated by her carers. It was supplied through NDIS.
Yep.
And I was really shaken by that because that is every parent of a child with a physical and intellectual disability's worst fear. That's the stuff that keeps us awake at night.
Yep.
And every group I was in was writing about this and really honouring her.
Yes.
And, it was devastating. And then the next minute there was beautiful Willow Dunn, who has Down syndrome, who was found dead in her cot. She was 4 in Queensland.
Yep.
And that rocked another community of our piece.
Yeah, really, really did. Yeah, and I think it rocked everyone.
Yes.
Every person, whether they're in our community or not. It's been really.
And I think because I worked alongside Child Protection, I can picture things, right? But for most people, they don't understand that some children live in such neglect and abuse.
No, they don't.
People just don't choose to see it or they just never experience it. But children live like that, Kate.
I know. And when I think of, or when I may say, oh, well, bad parenting, you know, what I mean is that I let my children eat Nutri-Grain for breakfast, lunch and dinner one day because they were having a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about children not being fed or not having
being
a
abused.
Bath. Yeah. So we haven't seen it. We're not, a lot of us are not exposed to it. So it's such a shock when we find out it's happening next door to us.
But then, you know, adults with disabilities are like, this is not a shock.
No.
This is not something to say, oh my gosh, does this happen? Because
they're
saying, of course it happens.
Of course it happens.
And this is what we worry about too.
Mm.
So we can't speak for that.
No.
We don't have disabilities. But as mums, this is the sort of stuff that worries me to my bones.
Yes. And I think also, and if you want to go and listen, Mamma Mia Outland, Loud did a really good episode on Friday the 5th of June. I know lots of our peas are Outlouders as well. And they just talked about the fact that there probably isn't enough support.
Of course not.
So we all know that. But yep, they handled it really well. So yep, if you want to give that a listen, just to hear that voice, that I was really affected by it and messaged them and said thank you. Because we know all aspects of parenting, all aspects of life, we need support.
That's right.
And if you're particularly vulnerable at a point in time and there's no support for you, then terrible things can happen.
And I'm not sure if it was correct. I mean, definitely with Anne-Marie wasn't coronavirus related, but this is what we meant when this all happened, when we were like, we're worried about our vulnerable people because this is the stuff that can...
Well, no one visiting them?
No one's visiting.
Are they not having therapies?
No, therapists weren't coming to the house.
Yeah.
Maternal and child health nurses not visiting.
Yes. Like,
you know, kinder teachers not saying, where is this child?
And I think that's another reason that childcare centres were kept open.
Yes, I think so too.
And I know a lot of our beautiful peas that work in childcare centres felt like they were being not taken care of as adults, and I get that. I really see that.
Yes.
But I also could see that the government was like, we need to know where these kids are.
I'm really glad, and I spoke to someone who worked in childcare. It was a bit, you know.
Yes, and fair enough.
I just said, well, fair enough. But I said, from my experience of when we were working alongside Child Protection, those children are safe in childcare.
Yes, they are.
You know, they get fed. Yep. All their needs are being met.
Yeah, and they're loved and cared
for. That's right. Yep. So, people don't realise that.
No, they don't.
That's all that at play.
Yeah. So,
There was also the two boys that were in Queensland as well. And what is going on up there? Come on.
I don't know what is going on.
Oh, that was horrific to see that footage of them. And the neighbours were saying, we have reported them.
I know. It's just unacceptable. These cracks aren't cracks. They're gaping holes and people know they're there and they're not filling them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, we've got this Disability Royal Commission.
Yep.
we know these things are going on, and yet these things still happen because these people don't have a voice, or their voice isn't as loud.
Yeah.
They can't advocate for themselves. It just makes me angry and sick to the stomach, you know, and I can't fix it. And I don't know the solutions and I don't know everything that's happened. But, oh, gosh.
And then there was a family in America that had adopted their little boy and they were massive on YouTube. So
they're a proper Instagram family, aren't they?
Really. Mm. And then they put out a message saying that they were going to rehome him, which really upset people.
Really did. And because rehoming is something you do when a dog doesn't.
Well, I don't know. Is that an American term
maybe
or something
that
we've misinterpreted?
It's more like, we've adopted this rescue animal and it hasn't worked.
Didn't know how to feel about it. I was just like, I can understand things, but then I can understand that. And what about the child? And you can't just adopt children like they're, you know,
they're not
part
a
of your celebrity to come into your house.
I know. And I don't want to judge people because I didn't live it and I don't know them.
That's right.
And I think Mandy and I will always think, well, people could judge me.
That's totally every single day. They've got 60 hours to judge me.
So I really, but I suppose the thought that, which I'm sure, I'm not saying this is what they were thinking, but, this was taking a lot of effort, so it was a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back to an easier life.
That's kind of how it feels.
Yeah, which maybe it's not. And please don't, you know, quote me on that. But
that's where the criticism jumped in.
Yeah, because I know things can be really tricky and we need much better supports, but also things can be tricky but really awesome.
Yeah.
And so that was, it's just been a really intense time.
I suppose we're not making a
statement
we don't know. That's right. And no one knows what it's like in my house.
No.
You know?
No one knows. And I do think that if you're feeling really under pressure and overstretched, you should reach out and say, I'm not coping at the moment. 100%. And we need better support.
We need better support for that. That's right.
You know, we have lots of beautiful peas writing to us and they need help.
Yes.
So
every day.
Yep. I wish
Not sleeping. People with children with disabilities, physically aggressive.
Yes.
There's all sorts of things.
Yeah, there is. There's all sorts of things and there needs to be more help. And how we get away without giving help is beyond me.
Yeah.
You know, we just... Well, we turn a blind eye because it doesn't affect us.
So all that happened, and then next day, I'm pretty sure, was then George Floyd being murdered.
Yep. So, and I was going to say There's, you know, I love Matt and Alex. And Matt and Alex did a really good podcast about this. And Matt speaks about his life of being a person of colour in Australia.
Mm.
And it's on Tuesday the 9th of June if you wanted to listen to their all-day brekkie. And he just talks about it so well.
Yeah.
And I was crying and I just – and the really amazing thing is that they then got people to write in or contact them, and then people were like, I just hadn't thought about it.
Mm.
I didn't understand white privilege. I didn't – so it's really good. Just go listen to it because I can't speak about it, but he can. Well, I can speak about it, but I'm not – I haven't lived it and I'm not articulate and I'm a white woman in the suburbs. So
that's right.
I have lived a life of privilege, so I can't. But, you know, I think, you know, isn't that a Casey Chambers song? If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think we should all be pissed off.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to Michael Moore, his podcast called Rumble.
Yep.
I just find him awesome.
Yep.
And he said in episode Our Collective White Knee on the Neck of Black America, which is episode 87, he said, I want the Academy Awards to give an award to that girl who filmed George Floyd being murdered.
Mm.
He said, because what more of a movie could there be to change the world?
Change the world.
And I was like, that man is a genius.
She's so brave.
So brave. He said she kept her hand steady. She moved when she needed to move.
And she must have been terrified.
She must have been terrified. And he's like, that's a movie.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is.
Or that is a documentary.
Well, we all it's changed all of our lives.
Yes, that's what I mean. So he's like, just don't even have any awards. I mean, the awards are stupid anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was just, I'd never thought of that. And I was like, wow, what an awesome thing to say.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But it was heavy, 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 heavy.
I think we all feel heavy.
Yeah.
I think we've all thought at night, am I doing enough?
Yes, totally. And the whole idea of saying I'm not racist, but the difference being anti-racist.
Yes.
And I was like, I've got work to do.
Yep. And calling people out.
Yeah, because people say stuff all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
And I think, right, okay, I will just say.
Well, even people are like, we shouldn't have done the protest. And I just said, look, I'm happy for people to protest. It's an icky time.
It's just because of coronavirus. Corona.
That's right. But otherwise, go.
Yeah.
I would have been there.
For people that are in our communities that have severely immune compromised children and suppressed, they don't want people to protest because they want this over the corona.
Yes, exactly.
So because their children can't go out.
That's right. Exactly.
So that I understand, but I totally support the concept of
I was like, you smashed those things down.
Yeah,
I was like, you go for
them.
You pushed that statue down in England. I watched that like three times.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, get that stupid statue in the
Leave
river.
Leave him in that water.
And they're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, which statues can we get down in Australia? I'm all for the people power. I am all.
Well, it's what changes the world.
It is.
Sadly,
actually,
peaceful
telling
things
their
don't
truth.
Change the world. People agitating and agitating and agitating, that's what changes, which is ridiculous.
It is. But maybe we're agitators.
Maybe we are. We don't know. Maybe we are.
We're annoying people in their ears.
I'm sure we do annoy people. Oh, dear.
And then beautiful William Callaghan here in Melbourne, who we just found out today after we've been recording, has been found. But he's a 14-year-old boy with autism who went hiking with his family and he got lost on Mount Disappointment.
Mount Disappointment.
Which we think should be changed to Mount William, a lot of people are calling for.
Yep.
But I have been crying for 2 days thinking of him. I've been awake at night thinking he's freezing.
Yep.
I'm thinking of his mum and just it's just been
everyone. You can't not think about it. And it's been really cold in Melbourne.
Really cold.
And it's colder there. So we had frost and I'm like, oh, why today of all days are we having this frost? Winter's come early.
Hasn't it been beautiful? The media coverage has
been
beautiful.
Coverage.
I'm sure there's dodgy ones, but I've seen.
On Thursday, because this comes out on the Monday.
Yes.
But when you're listening to this, the media has been really perfect.
Yeah.
It has been hasn't, I don't know.
talking about how they've been playing Thomas the Tank Engine on three yes. speakers as they've been going yeah, around the bush, telling people to put their lights on. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
Putting
it's
food been... out, cook some bacon. He's hungry. Yeah. Get him to smell it. He's nonverbal. I just couldn't rest.
No, I think the P tribe have been collectively haven't breathed and they've just all done a sigh of relief and
all the posts people in the hangout. Sending me messages, Mandy.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, but thank I you, just Pez. Have to say the man that found him is my new hero. Yes. So his name is Ben Gibbs. He's a volunteer and he just decided to go and look for him because he knows the bush.
Yeah.
And I just thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Like you
thank
found
you.
Him.
I'm sure if you live in Australia, you've probably seen an interview with him by now.
Yeah,
but
I came up from the bottom of the mountain. There's a single track there I know quite well. I just followed that up and went off the track once I got near the top and saw where the guys had tagged or they'd searched previously and I went a bit deeper. He said it was 20 minutes from the track near the summit. He was really angelic just standing there.
Aww.
He said he tried to relax him and speak calmly to him before giving him some chocolate, socks and a jacket. And I heard that he liked Thomas the Tank, so I talked to him about Diesel
Aww.
And Bertie. And he ate half the chocolate bar and I carried him out. Oh,
I know, we've been
sobbing. Is that every P, like all the single P women? Like, I don't know, is he even married?
Mandy's ready to set him up.
I'm ready. Like, get in contact with me. I've got single people. So, what a man, you know?
What a man.
He had socks and a jacket in his bag and chocolate. He talked about Thomas.
Yes. What more do we need? Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
I've been crying and crying. And when the mum spoke this morning, I was just, I never want to make this about me, but I was just standing there just tears dripping, thinking how frightened that mum must be.
It's not about you. You were just...
No, I didn't mean that.
You could put yourself in her shoes.
Oh, I could. And she
and the gift
said,
of freedom of being outside, doing something that the
that's
whole
what
family
I was
loves.
Thinking.
And
he can do bushwalking.
Yeah, he loves it. And yay, we're all out. And then
so
all
the
of a sudden,
one thing probably that they can do as a family and then boom.
Yeah.
You know, we've felt those things so many times.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And now they're going to be petrified to do that again.
I know.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
probably his one thing he can do.
Yeah. I'm sure he can. Yeah, it's one thing that he loves to do.
Yes. Well, that's right.
And freedom. Yeah. And because we've been cooped up.
Yes.
So finally we can go to national parks.
Yes. And he can run free.
He can run and they're like, go, mate, enjoy.
His mum was so brave. She said, sometimes being the mother of an autistic child is really tough. I have two boys with autism. Will is my oldest son and he would be considered very low functioning. He has an intellectual disability. He's very smart in his own way and I'm feeling positive as he's quite resilient. He's also very skinny, but he eats all the time. He's always on the move, so he's very fit. He's such a beautiful person. He wouldn't harm a fly. He's very gentle. She spoke beautifully and she truth told as well.
She did
yeah. And she said how tired she is. He doesn't sleep, so it won't matter if he's not sleeping. He's okay with
he'll
that
be okay. And she knows that he's resilient.
Yes, she does.
Because aren't they?
Yeah,
isn't
aren't
every
they?
Single pea shoot on this planet resilient?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And she said he's probably got his shoes off.
Yep.
You know, all those things.
Yep.
I hope he's dressed. Has he taken all his clothes off? Oh, my gosh.
We were very, very, very happy.
Yes.
The whole world.
Thank you, P-Tribe.
Thank you, P-Tribe. Thanks for loving it. Now, completely off topic, I finally have started watching Schitt's Creek.
Oh, burn, David. Oh, so good.
Lots of peas have been sending us the pea that where they do the singing with Mariah Carey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, show Mandy.
I've seen it. Don't worry.
So she's seen it. Don't worry.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it.
But it's great because now I can just binge the whole thing.
Yes, it's funny.
It's
and they're
funny.
Only like 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, they're so short.
So you can just be satisfied by an episode in 20 minutes.
Yeah, and you don't have to be fully engaged
with
it.
No, you don't.
You can
it's just
fold
nonsense.
Laundry and cook and,
it's complete nonsense and it gets more nonsensical as it gets more poignant.
Okay, right.
The whole way through.
Yeah.
You know, like Moira gets more ridiculous.
Yes. Yes.
Just, I don't know, but
like,
you just
love
them.
Which one's my favourite? I don't
know.
Oh,
I love them
all. Ridiculous.
None of them are my favourite. Yeah. I just love them all. And it took me ages to work out that they were father and son.
Oh, yeah,
I was
in real
life. How did they get someone with the same eyebrows?
Yeah. Yeah, I Googled that straight away. I was like, are they related?
Mandy, I'm over in Perth. It took me ages. So
oh, dear.
I just love that show. Welcome.
Thank you, because it's been lovely. Yep. And I did listen to people and I did my best friend, Rachel. Oh, my gosh. She talks about it all the time. Yes. So I'm like, I'm on, baby. I am there. Anyway, now enough of Mandy and I babbling about, well, not saying nothing because it's actually been a lot that we've had to say that's important. But we're going to hear from you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. My name's Laura.
Hi.
I suppose you would classify me as an outer rectum.
Oh.
I started listening to your podcast when it was mentioned on Chat 10 Look 3. Thanks, Annabelle.
Hey, Annabelle.
At the beginning, I was trying to figure out why your podcast resonated with me so much, as I don't really know any families as like yours. And then I realized that your podcast drops every Thursday, and that is the morning that I drop my children to school and I don't see them again till Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
One of the terrible parts of leaving a domestic violent relationship is that the children still go and visit their father. So Thursday mornings are traumatic for the three of us. But I hop back in the car with tears streaming down my face, and I realise it's the grief that I feel for my children. And the grief, I know it's on a different scale, but... yeah, I figured that's what connects me to you guys, and I can't tell you how much it means when I hop in the car and I hear your laughter and your experience, your friendship, and I feel like I'm sitting there right there with you. So sending you guys all my love and thank you for everything you do.
Oh, my goodness, Kate.
I know. All speak pipes are amazing to me, but that one really got me.
Yes. Yeah, I feel just, speechless.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? We love you, and we really – I'm sorry that your Thursdays are so shitty, and I'm amazed that listening to two middle-aged women could make that better for you, but I'm glad that it does.
I'm glad.
And, you know, one day we will do a live show near you and you can come see us.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening and taking the time.
Yes, to ring into us.
Yeah, when you're feeling vulnerable. Yeah. So,
yeah, every person who feels like their story doesn't match is welcome.
Yeah,
match whatever we think the world thinks we're meant to be. But everyone's welcome in the P-tribe, right?
Yeah, everyone. You're all. Yep. Yeah, we're all part of this group that don't belong anywhere.
Yeah,
and it's
powerful.
It's powerful.
And we're glad you're safe.
Yeah, we are. Good on you.
Mm.
Good on you.
Very brave.
Yeah.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Kate. I just love your podcast. Thank you so much for putting it out there. It's been an absolute blessing to me. My sister put me onto you guys. She told me that the similarities between the things that you two talk about and my life was just remarkable, and she was right, even down to the church stuff.
Wow.
Due to having two boys with autism, I can't do the whole church thing anymore. It's a very long story.
Mm.
Basically, yes, I am a P-mum. I have a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old. Both my boys are autistic, and I have a 20-year-old daughter who I feel gets completely neglected in the whole thing. Mm. This episode on mother guilt or guilt was amazing because it just outlined pretty much everything I've felt over the last 17 years. Mm. My oldest boy is probably my biggest challenge. He's in a support unit, but he's decided that he doesn't want to be autistic anymore, so he's refused all therapies and anything NDIS related. Oh. So that's fun.
Teenage boys.
The remote learning, very similar. The teachers kept ringing me asking why he hadn't submitted anything, and I told them that I just simply wasn't able to pull a miracle out of my ass.
Of course not.
Nope.
Great times. This is the funnest thing I've ever done in my life. That was incredibly sarcastic.
Yes.
Love you, ladies. Thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Love you. I love these because in 90 seconds you hear the whole pee journey.
Yes, I know.
Funny, sad, laughter.
Yep. It's the whole thing.
The whole amazing. You're amazing peas.
That is a challenge that we are not up against yet.
No.
Our children getting older and having their own voice and having their own say. Yeah. I think that's around the corner. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Kate and Mandy, peas, lovely people. It's Alex again.
Hello, Alex.
And
we love you, Alex.
Just wanted to say I finished listening to Guilt today. Oh, my God. Oh. That is a big subject. Mm. And you touched on many, many things. I don't want to talk too much about a lot of them, but can I just say that for those of you who feel guilty, if you have a bad day, a bad week, or a bad month, and you're feeling like you're not actually doing all the things that you should be doing, or you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, can you please stop beating yourselves up over it? The fact that you're even getting through that bad day, week, month, whatever it is,
it's good enough,
is pretty fucking incredible. It means you're already a superman.
Hear it from her, please. Yes.
So do not feel guilty.
No.
Please don't feel guilty. It's hard enough as it is without beating yourself up over something over which you have little or no control. And the other thing too is that when it comes to siblings and, oh, I spent too much time with my disabled child and not enough with my non-disabled children, it might feel like that when they're little, but when they grow up, they will totally get it.
Wow.
All my sons have said, Mum, that's how it was. It was how it had to be. And we understand, we love you, we love Max, and that's just life. Don't feel guilty.
You know, when you hear it in that voice.
I can listen.
Yeah.
Okay, I will take that on.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love listening to peas who are further down the journey from me. Yeah. They're the only people I'll listen to, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's right.
They're my people.
Yep.
And just when you thought you'd got rid of me, I'm back. But the other thing I wanted to say was listening to Mandy's story about having her purse stolen while she was in hydrotherapy.
Yes.
My God, that person is so beyond rectum. They're like a bleeding hemorrhoid. But it reminded me of how a couple of years ago I had my purse stolen here. I dropped it and someone picked it up. 9 people out of 10 were in a low crime area. 9 people out of 10 would have handed it in. I was unlucky. But by the time I'd realised it was missing, retraced my steps, gone to the police, a couple of hours had passed. So I quickly hopped online to check my cards and realised obviously my wallet had been nicked because someone had used my credit card. But this is the funny part, because you think of all the things that you could use a credit card to rip somebody off with, and this is France. They'd used it in a bakery. Oh, yes. They'd gone into the bakery and I think they bought a couple of sandwiches and probably a couple of bottles of Coke or something. So my total financial loss was about 14 euros. So I should be happy. It was a very, very small amount. But really, you nick a wallet and you go and buy bread. That's France, though. Anyway, happy days to everyone. And I hope these confinement hours tick away a little bit more quickly for you all.
Yes.
And that we get out on the other side feeling happier, stronger, and better people. Lots of love.
Thank you. Surely they bought croissants.
Surely, not Coca-Cola. thank you. We love it when you message us.
I know. It's awesome. And it's the wisdom. I want it. I need it. I'm soaking it in.
Yep.
As heaven forbid people use us as their wisdom.
Yeah. Do that. Although people have got cross at us because we have a bit of self-depreciating humour.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say I actually don't feel threatened by people that have more education than me.
No, or either do I.
I don't at all. And we just joke about it because it's pretty funny when people are like, oh, I've studied for 12 years, but I'm listening to you because you.
I know. We find that funny.
It's just funny. But yeah, don't worry. We're just joking.
Yeah. And it's sort of Aussie humour. But it is, yes. Maybe we did it a bit too much and we've annoyed people. So we'll tone it down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very proud of my diploma. I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, lovely ladies, Kate and Mandy, and all the peas out there. This is Natalie from the outer east of Melbourne.
Well, hi, Natalie.
I'm a pea because I have two daughters, one who's on the spectrum and the other who has a rare genetic disorder with physical and intellectual challenges. And I'd just like to share my thoughts and my feelings about coming out of isolation. Mm. Victoria is lifting some bans and my daughters will be going back to school soon. I don't know what that's going to look like, but that's another challenge we're going to have to overcome.
Yes.
Isolation has been one of the most challenging things I've had to go through and I feel exhausted and broken.
Yes.
So on Monday I'm going to get the courage to call my GP and get a mental health plan.
Yes.
Because I need to see my psychologist again so I can vent on all the shit things that have been happening to me in the last 12 weeks.
Yep.
12 weeks is a bloody long time to be caring for two children and all their schooling on my own.
Yes, it has.
To all the peas out there, please take care of yourselves and regain your strength because no one's going to take care of your little peelings if you can't take care of yourselves.
Mm.
Wishing you all the very best getting out of isolation. Bye.
Preach it, Natalie.
Preach it.
I mean, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna listening go and, to you too.
I think I need to go too. I need a top up.
It's been a really intense time.
Yeah, I feel like the other day I just felt like saying, I'm trying not to say fuck all the time. I'm just shutting everything down and then I'm not talking because I don't have anything nice to say.
Yep.
So I'm just walking around the house silent.
Yep.
Because I'm trying not to let out how I was really feeling.
It's been full on and I know lots of people can relate, even people without children, right? We've found it a really full on time, so I think it's a really good time to go and just get that mental
health check. My neighbour's a psychologist and she said they've never been so busy.
Oh, they wouldn't have been.
Everybody's struggling.
It's bringing everything up to the top.
Yes,
you know,
that's
it's
right.
like Christmas Day with your family.
It's pretty much that. Imagine
but for
that.
12
for
weeks.
12 weeks. It's pretty much what it's been, Kate. Oh, boy, no wonder.
Dear Mandy and Kate in the pea community, I'm not alone.
No.
I'm seen, I'm heard here without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to have this beautiful sense of belonging that I can carefully fold up and put in my pocket and take to therapy appointments and doctor's visits and comments from outer rectums. I feel more tethered to solid ground. Like the next set of bad news or comparison at childcare pickup won't send me completely off course. Thank you both so much and the pea community for sharing your stories.
No. Thank you.
Oh, not alone.
Not alone.
No. And you can have a little smirk to yourself and think, well, the peas get this.
Yeah, that's right.
When someone's saying someone's stupid in childcare in their foyer.
You're like, ha-ha.
You don't belong. No.
There's another group of people who find your comment quite disgusting, so ha-ha.
Yeah.
And just give them a little nod and a smile and get in the car. Yep. Leave.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad you feel more tethered to the ground. What a thing to say.
Oh, really powerful.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you for taking the time to tell us that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more lonely.
Nope. Done with it.
I ordered my hoodie. I am so excited for my two-piece hoodie to arrive in New Zealand. I've just sat down and pre-ordered it, all while waiting for my mum in America to figure out how to use Zoom. And that was an easy process. And I can't wait for it to come. It's cold in New Zealand. And I want to be snuggled in a two-piece hoodie as soon as possible. Thank you for the best podcast ever. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Pee-wee. Yay. We want a photo.
Yeah, we do want a photo. When you get your merch, Pees,
send us some photos. Send them to Kate.
Yeah. Just put them in, send them to the Instagram or the
and
Facebook.
And then we can maybe collage or something.
Yeah, it's so cute. If you haven't seen the merch, go to the P Store and have a look.
Yes.
It's on our Facebook page. It is so cute.
Or go to our website and you go to P Store and go in there. There's new hoodies. There's some tracksuit pants, which I cannot wait to get this butt into. I ordered a bit larger than normal, COVID kilos.
Yep.
T-shirts and tote bags.
Yep.
Okay, and we're working on some different things for next time. So
and because it costs money to make merch. So
Right. We can't do everything. Everyone's like, I need caps, I need running gears, and you know, we just can't do everything. So have some patience.
No. I mean,
please.
I want lanyards. That's what I wanted first.
Yes, I wanted lanyards too because Molly has one at school.
Yeah, we haven't done anything about
it.
And I'm like,
that?
All the professionals can wear
them. Yes, the lanyards.
Yes.
That's exactly what we wanted. We've lost track of where we were heading.
So I will get back to lanyard land. I will, because I think that's.
Does any P produce lanyards?
Yeah, well,
because I don't think Luke merch
I think
guy
our
does.
Badge guy does.
Oh, does he?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone's out there and you're a lanyard maker and you're a P, we'll support you.
Know. Yeah, we will. Yeah. You can also buy our cute little P pins. Yeah, they're
pins,
really cute.
Stickers. Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. My name's Kate, and I'm calling over from WA. I have three pea shoots who are 2, 4, and 6, and very much have my hands full.
Yes.
I just wanted to touch base and say thank you so much for the guilt episode.
Yeah.
I knew that mums carry a lot of guilt, but with three out of our three recently being diagnosed with a disability, I was really struggling with the thought of that I carried them in my body and perhaps it was something that I had done. So to know that there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of other mums out there that are feeling the same way as me, it made me feel not quite so alone and so responsible, I guess, in a way. I have a couple of questions for you. One is I know you spoke about things that you have put in place to help build you up and keep you strong, and that COVID has sort of broken those back down again. I would love to know what some of those things are because I'm new to all of this. And the other thing I wanted to ask about was in WA we are back at school and I'm really struggling sort of getting supports up and running for our kids. It's a huge amount of work times three. And I'm finding advocating really hard.
Yes.
Sorry, I got cut off. I'll try and be quick. It's Kate again from WA. I'm finding advocating really hard. I'm not an overly assertive person.
Yeah.
And we have some outer rectums that are crucial to getting those supports up and running.
Yeah.
I was wondering, could you please do an episode on advocacy?
Yeah.
Obviously, there are people that are professional advocates and we can get them in.
Yeah.
But I wanted to hear from maybe a few mums that had to get okay with, you know, not being liked, being their children's voice, sort of sitting in the uncomfortable realm of, you know, telling someone when they haven't done right by a child.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, we can.
Because I can see that this is a skill I'm going to need to have for many years to come.
Yep.
But I'm really sort of doubting myself and doubting our new challenge and, you know, I think people see me as having quite high standards, but really when it comes to your kids, you know, you just want the best for them.
Yeah.
So you guys are obviously a lot further along in your journeys and you seem to do such a wonderful job of it. So I'd love to hear if it's something that you struggled with and if there are other mums out there who found the same and had to get okay with it.
Yes.
And I love you guys. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to have you in my life at the moment.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Aww.
Yeah, we will do an episode on advocacy. I hadn't thought about that, but, yeah, it's a really – you have to learn it. It doesn't come natural to a lot of people.
No.
And I struggle with it now, but I have my ways and means now, so we will talk about that. And I think we are – going to get a couple of psychologists on to talk about supports and things you need to do because they might be different for everybody. But I know for me what I struggled with during COVID was that I need a few minutes of a day just to myself.
Yeah.
And I regroup. I can regroup in a really – I'm
quick
a quick
–
I'm
time.
Not like an iPhone battery. I'm a quick battery, right? And so
– turn around.
We didn't get to recharge.
No.
And then – and I need – time with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Actually, I really need it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have it.
Yeah.
And Zoom wasn't the same.
No.
And then I didn't have the escape of work for a lot of it. And I didn't realize how big those three things played for my mental health and my parenting skills.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that you'll have to work out what works for you.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are quite similar.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Corona took all that away from us.
Sure did.
It was tough, and it's made us realize maybe the upside is what we actually do need.
Really kind of basic things and stick to them.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a people pleaser, and so it took me a long time to stand up for myself. And I'm not someone to go in and go straight to the principal.
No,
just not like that. No. And rightly or wrongly, maybe that was to the detriment of my girls. I don't know.
No.
So it's been a hard one. And also growing up in the church, you're told to just not
respect your elders.
Yeah, and not make a scene and don't put yourself first.
No.
And all those sorts of things.
And I don't cause conflict.
Don't cause any conflict and think of others and do unto others as you want, you know. So
but it does
then have to go in and speak up for yourself and be brave. That it's not easy.
But you know what makes it a little bit easier? When you see terrible injustice.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay,
hang on a minute.
Wait,
the
one
tiger
moment,
comes
motherfucker.
Out.
Yeah. You've pushed the
wrong button. Oh, totally. The award,
today.
That was it. Like, that just tipped me over the edge and there was no going back.
Yeah. So you will have a moment where you realize, but it is really hard to think maybe when I'm walking into that school, people don't like me. Because you know in your heart you haven't actually done anything bad.
No.
You haven't bitched about people in the car park or had an affair with the librarian.
No, you're sticking up for your child.
You're just sticking up for your child.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard, but you'll find out who your real friends are.
You really will, and they're the ones who'll be on your side, and then all the other dickheads, who cares? Yeah,
and you'll find out the good teachers.
Yeah, you will.
And you will value them for the rest of your life, and they will let you call them 4 years later and go, what do you think about this?
Yes.
And they'll still tell you. So, we will do an episode on it, though. Really good idea, Kate.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm excited about this one. Here we go.
It's not from me.
No, it's not from Candy.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Melissa from Canberra, also known as Nacho Bin Girl. I just wanted to say happy anniversary, and I guess by the time you get this, it'll be 2 weeks late. And considering my previous form with Nacho Bin Day, 2 weeks sounds pretty reasonable, hey? Just aiming for mediocre mum of the year. I just want to say thank you, like everyone else does, for what you've done for all of us peas and how much I love listening to both of you. I feel like you're my best friends. And sometimes when I talk to you and you don't talk back, I get a little hurt. You would, you know, it sounds like I'm having a conversation with my besties, and it's a joy to listen to you every week. I try and listen in order, but I listen in my car on the way to work and my stupid car thing does it all backwards.
Yeah.
So I was getting the most up-to-date version of the episode.
That's fine.
As I drive.
That's
we forgive you.
Very annoying, and I think of you both and how disappointed you are. My pea shoot doesn't have major issues, and I am very thankful for all the support and help we get for her. And what your podcast has done has helped me ask help for her.
Good.
And that's been a wonderful thing.
Good.
So thank you. Hi, it's Melissa again. That 90 seconds is a problem, huh?
It is a problem.
I just wanted to say I'm actually recording this in the car at the Aldi car park. Does that actually seem like the most appropriate place
it's
to
totally
be
appropriate.
A message. Anyway, happy anniversary. 2 weeks ago. Thanks very much for all you do for all of us. And I just thanks for giving me the strength to speak up for my child. And I found out that the school have implemented extra things to help her since I've actually started pushing a bit
more.
And I'm also just a little teeny bit jealous of everyone who's been able to have some time at home with their children during this time. I'm a nurse and I've been responsible with my colleagues for setting up the respiratory assessment centres here in Canberra. Yeah. And I have actually had a mammothly increased workload during this time.
Yeah, of course.
And it's been really tough. Yes. And my kids have had less of me than they usually do. Yes. My husband's had less of me than he usually does. He has been amazing. He doesn't need the lecture, Kate. He just does it himself. And that's pretty amazing. But well done to all of you who have survived. I know, I understand. It's been really tough. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Oh,
well done. Nacho bin girl. The best story ever.
It is the best story, you know. And if you don't know it, then you've got to go back and listen. We're not telling you because it's so great, you got to hear it. And I do think of the people whose work got busier while the rest of us were in our pajamas.
I apologize if we irritated you.
Yeah, because I think.
I apologize.
Tough gig, you know. Yeah,
especially all our nurses and doctors.
Yeah, and you've been. Everyone's been amazing.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day from the. You know, little kids that started school this year, to the kids that are doing year 12, to people that are doing their PhDs, to people that can't sit their doctor specialist exam, to the person that didn't get to go on their gap year.
Everyone
has just done what needed to be done, and what an awesome response.
It was. I was talking to Amy. We don't want to call her support worker or carer. So I said maybe we need to come up with a new name. Maybe we'll let Molly call her whatever she wants, and then we thought maybe not. Anyway, we didn't quite get around to that, but she said, I've seen primary school, because she's been with us every day. Yeah. I've seen high school, like secondary school with Millie, and I've seen special school high school with Molly. I'm at uni and my sister's a prep teacher. So she said, I've seen from all these different angles. I said, yeah, and you've seen a mum go berserk every day and seen a husband working from home too. Like, what a unique thing to sort of experience just as a 22-year-old.
Sort of sit on the outside and on the inside.
Yeah.
It has been.
We had a party on Friday for lunch.
Oh, we did too.
And I made hot dogs and I got beautiful Michelle from Michelle's Sweet Treats to make a cake.
Oh.
And it says on it, thank you. And we gave that to Amy because I just wanted to thank her for being spontaneous, like flexible, and me saying, well, can you come today at this time? And can you, okay, well, Molly's in her room now, but can you help with Miss Nine for a second? Or, you know, she was awesome. I'm super thankful to her.
Yeah.
She got me through it. I felt like we had a hug and she bought me some flowers and we're like, we did it.
It's monumental. I feel like because we've all gone through it, I can't send all of my friends flowers that have done it. But I feel like we all just should be so proud.
Yes.
You know, we had our end of remote learning year eight last Thursday night for dinner, and number one daughter's boyfriend came and I said to Buzz and Woody, well, what do we have for a class party? And they were like, well, you have to have cordial.
Okay.
And it has to be in a plastic jug.
Sure.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
Pizza.
Yep.
Margarita. I was like, yep, okay, we can do that. And then Buzz was like, well, you need to have cheesels, but they have to be in a plastic bowl.
Okay.
And so we did they all said of that. It. They yeah. And they were really actually into it.
Into it,
so
yes.
It was funny. And then I went up to we've got a gorgeous shop in Heathmont called Brolly.
Yes.
And I went and bought presents for the teachers.
Oh.
So I got a scarf, sorry, which I'm wearing now, which is beautiful. And then I said to the boys, who's everybody been? And they said, oh, well, number one daughter has been, and they named their person at their school that is their support worker. I don't know what you want to call it. Anyway. And I said, yes, she has been, because she's patient and sits with them. And then they said, scholarship has been the emergency teacher.
Popping in and out.
That's true. Yep. Because she's also been doing uni.
Yes.
And then they said, yep, and you were the class teacher. And this made me laugh till I cried. Dad's the principal. We never see him and we don't really know what he does. Well, and I'm sorry to principals who are like, what? I'm working all day for you people. And also my husband was working all day. But it just made me laugh.
Oh, sorry, out of the mouth of babes.
Oh, we all laughed a lot.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so, yep, we had our little class party and it was really funny because Woody went to get a drink of cordial and he went to pour his own. I'm like, no, I've made the jug. He's like, oh, no, that will taste terrible. I was like, no, no, it won't. He's like, yes, it will. You can't taste the cordial. I was like, it's not really school. I've put in enough. And he drank. He's like, oh, wow. I was like, yep, don't worry.
Oh, boy.
I know how to make cordial. The whole year doesn't have to. No. You know, a whole 100 kids don't have to drink out of this bottle.
So what was the worst lunch I made? What was the best lunch I made during remote learning? Yeah. That was fun too, just talking those things.
Yeah, we talked all about.
I feel like we've been through this whole thing together. Yeah. What was the best game we played? What was the worst?
Yep.
You know, oh, gee.
We had a big debrief. So it was actually really lovely to have the class party.
Yeah,
so,
me too. Yep. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah, it was.
Millie was like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I didn't have any.
Well, you're nearly 15.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. But then she joined right in.
Yeah, it's fun.
I know.
And so there we go. You know, it's a whole shitstorm, but then you laugh at the end.
Yep.
Just like the podcast. Yeah, it's over. Please, please, please let it be over.
If we go back, then we maybe know the we can do it. Will come back. But we know we can do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I can set up the desk again, the trestle tables.
That's right.
I packed it right up. Miss Nyman was like, oh, I'm not ready for you to pack it up. I was like, I am.
I am.
I'm packing it up, baby.
I know. I moved the boys' desk into my bedroom because, you know, how I bought two desks.
Yes.
Because Mandy and I, seriously, we're not pretending. We are writing a book.
We are writing a book. We've met with our publisher today.
We actually have a book deal.
Have a book deal.
So that we haven't really spoken to you about it because,
we
can't
believe
it.
But actually, we spoke to her today
and it's
we
real.
Are starting to write the book.
Yep. And so I thought, I need a desk. So, yes, it's very exciting, extremely daunting. But
we're going to give it our best
shot. That hasn't stopped us from doing anything before.
No, well, we're going to have a lot of people helping us, like
we are
from Penguin. So,
yep.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm very, very, very excited. And I just need some time on my own.
Yeah, let's see if we can do that.
So, yeah, we might, Mandy and I might get away.
Yeah.
And write.
We'll try.
We'll try. I don't know. She might have to go away on her own.
I just think I'm going to have to go somewhere on my own.
My beautiful friend Lorraine was like, you know, if you're not working, you can come to my house on that day. And because it's hard to get in the zone at home because you're like, I really need to get those clothes out of the washing machine.
Yes, you know.
But then also we've done my whole adult life I've had children. So I've managed to work and divide my time. So
it's all come back to me.
I can do it now.
From Elizabeth Gilbert had a podcast.
Yes.
Called Big Magic.
Yep.
It's one of the first podcasts I listened to because I loved her book, talking about being creative and living creatively. So in her podcast, she got people to write into her and say, look, I used to be a ballerina, but I've been working in a supermarket for 20 years. How can I get back to it? And then they'd have to work on it and then they'd get back to her 3 months later.
Okay.
Go and listen to it. I wish she would bring that podcast back because I loved it. And so she talked about just, you know, for the writers. So people were wanting to write again.
Yeah.
She talked about, you know, setting time limits
I'm
going to go back and have a listen to some of those because she had really great tips about writing and good Lord, I'm going to need the tips.
It's been a long time since I've written. We wrote the live show, but that's not a whole book.
Yeah, no. But anyway, look, I think we can do it and I hope you're going to be proud of it, Peace.
I hope so.
And you can write to us and then we'll hone
it
in.
Yeah, we have to condense, but we will get there. Don't worry. Yeah. Not everybody maybe who writes will be in the book, but, you know, because we
Well, it's not all up to us either. So.
No, that's right. We're just going to blame other people if you don't make the cut.
Sorry, you didn't make the cut. It was
them. There's future things, so don't worry about
that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So before we go, we want to say please go look at our merch.
Yep.
Remember, we're doing this new, you probably heard at the start of the episode, Acast supporter.
Yep.
So it's not a Patreon. You don't have to do it every week. It's not $1 a month.
No.
Obviously, you don't have to do it at all.
Yep.
You can just give a little donation if you want, write a little message if you want, and then those go to pay all the costs.
Yep.
Because it actually costs money to put on a podcast.
Yeah, yep.
So maybe we can pay more of the people involved. That would make us really, really happy. You don't have to do it.
No, we were. I mean, we've wrestled with this for a little while, thinking, oh, yeah. You know, other podcasts say pay Patreon and then we'll release a bonus episode. But we don't have the time and we never wanted to leave anybody out because we know a lot of our peers don't have much money.
Yeah.
So that was the last thing we were ever going to do.
This will always be free.
So we just shut that thought down.
Yep.
And then this came up from Acast and we're like, this is perfect because if people do want to support us, they can, but you get nothing else.
Yeah. If you win Tets Lotto tonight, you can chuck us Mandy and I. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'll take it. Imagine one of the P's won, you know, 90 million Powerball. It's like, okay, I'm going to give the P's 20 million.
Dear.
My gosh.
Anyway, and we don't care if no one gives.
No,
it doesn't
we don't.
Matter
we're not
going
to be going, who's on there?
No, not
we're
at
just,
all.
We're taking the opportunity that Acast has set up and we're thankful for that.
Yeah,
so,
we are.
Yeah.
Have a look at our merch. Yep. Have a look at our
rate and review. Keep doing
and
it.
Review.
I'm still reading
we
them every day.
Them and they're awesome.
They're awesome.
Yep. Thank
people
you.
People write the most
beautiful
things.
Amy from The Art of Decluttering
wrote one.
Thank
we
love
you.
It. Thank you. You and don't. You don't know how beautiful they
you know,
are.
It's anonymous, so people can write and then
you have
you
a code name.
Yeah, that's right. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, we'll leave you be.
All right, bye.
See you, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.